like your heart over live guitars. Anything drop if it's hot as ours. If it's not, it's yours. We on the job. Everybody eating, everybody involved. You can't stop that like you can't stop rap. Bad boy stop, what's the chance of that? We don't stop, checks, advances, and stacks. And we don't have to answer the jack. No wonder we had this rap shit locked for 8 straight summers. Pull up at the party, 8 straight hummers. 6 feet to 6'7" for 8 wonders. Pop corks, we be the toast of New York. And out west, we want y'all to understand. All we wanna do is make you dance. You know who's song ain't go on when the party is hot. Y'all don't really want us to stop, do
you?
Up dominoes, strictly dice. Bet you niggas won't fold for this ice. Notes is the price, little sis walk away with the dough. Y'all just getting stuck, while my pockets on Rhea. Y'all is shaking on me, what a pit team. Ain't it a shame how your man chose me? And you wanna know why it's mad simple. Even in the rhythm, still pull a baller with my dimples. Drive a Tahoe with plenty cash flow. He know anything I touch and blow. And I crush the show with my luscious flow. Got a crew full of Indians in the Lexus too. All of them hold me down while I'm pressing you. So who's stressing who? And even though my nigga ain't going, little Kim and Puff Daddy keep keeping it dope.
Sitting on chrome. Yo, we don't stall, we ball while you playing the wall. We in the middle of the dance floor, getting on. Got a bunch of hot chicks getting live with us. At the end of the night, they gon' slide with us. I can tell y'all the rest, but it's obvious. To the top now, ride with us. Come on, we don't stop, we run the game, we don't watch. Every single region, we on block. Never let up, you tell me who do it better. Every single I drop, at least two are better. The song they throw on when the party is hot. Y'all don't really want us to stop,
no,
do you?
Often smashed. Conversations about lots of things, but mostly music. The intersection of music and culture.
We're back.
It's those guys again. Three guys talking smack and listening to music. Omar here. Liam here.
Big P here.
Over there.
How you doing, Big P?
I'm here. Big G's in the studio too, but he's not talking
Big
today.
Big G, welcome to the house, brother.
Welcome to the house.
He says... Yes.
He nodding his head with a smile on his face.
A cordial nod.
Yeah.
So what's going on, fellas? What's going on?
Back at it again, brother. What number is this?
Number 6, season 2, the middle of March. Can you believe it?
Already, man. It's year flying by.
It was just a couple of days ago.
St. Paddy's Day.
Sweet Omar was dancing through Halloween. I mean, not Halloween. Valentine's Day.
I think I'm still recuperating between Halloween and the coronavirus. I've been kind of down in the dumps recently.
It was Valentine's Day, really, but okay.
But thank you for listening to us, whatever platform you're picking us up on. Black Talk Radio, Richmond Soul Radio, iTunes, Buzzsprout.com, Blog Talk. And now we also have a stream. Liam, you want to tell us about the stream?
Yes, we're now on Live 365 Radio. You can get the app, just go and find Live 365 Radio and download it and listen to us. We have a music stream. We play all kinds of stuff, music you hear here on the show, as well as our
own personal stash.
Own personal stashes, yeah. We just combined it, and it's just a list of music going on. There's jazz, R&B, soul, 60s soul, rock and roll. Acid jazz, fusion jazz, straight jazz, everything. You just think about it, it'll be there.
And every now and then we'll play some of the old podcasts that you might have missed from last season.
Yeah, tune in for that. You can hear us there.
Every Wednesday at 3 p.m. You can catch a new episode, or the latest episode.
The latest episode.
The latest episode.
Of Three Guys Talking Smack.
But we're going to have...
And listening to music.
We're going to have interviews. We're going to have live shows at night. We'll keep you scheduled and let you know what's going on. Social media is coming. Look for us there. Good. We're going to try to be everywhere, guys.
Oh my goodness. And Big P, if you're home sometimes on Friday or Saturday, Big P will probably have some type of
Southern Soul dance party.
Music. Yeah.
Weekend music.
Weekend. Yeah. Hype music.
Not the slow music that Omar prefers.
And if you're up late and want to snuggle, I'll be on so you can listen to some of the stuff I'll play.
Sunday morning when you want to relax, I'll throw some classical and some light jazz your way, okay?
What is light jazz?
You know, it's not smooth jazz.
Modern jazz quartet.
Yeah.
Paul Desmond, you know.
Yeah.
Some lay in the bed type of music.
Yeah, like you laying back right now. We can't hear what you're saying because you forgot about the mic in front of you. But we're going to keep this thing going here. Where are we going next? We've got a special dedication for Big G in the house. We're going to do a little T.I. featuring Jamie Foxx. Live in the sky.
All right.
This is T.I.P., you know. I like to dedicate this song to anybody who done ever lost somebody. To the grave, to the streets, to the jail cell. I'd have been in a situation where I had to cope with all three, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the only thing I ain't done yet is die, you know? But it ain't how I live while I'm here. It's how I live when I leave, you dig?
Life's ups and downs, they come and go. But when I die, I hope I live in the sky. All my folks who ain't alive, hope they live in the sky. Pray to God when I die, that I live in the sky. It's true, what goes around comes back, you know. So when I die, I hope I live in the sky. All my folks who ain't survived, made a live in the sky. Tell God I wanna fly, let me live in the sky. My cousin too, they have to die right in front of his son and his wife. He lost his life struggling over a gun. Give a damn what he done. It's my motherfucking fault. And I love that nigga to death, no motherfucking joke. I can feel my eyes still in the Lord is my witness. If I catch him, I'ma kill him. I made it my business. Back in the day, you stayed in my business. Taught me I ain't have to incorporate yay in my business. Coincidentally, that's why today you're not with me. My cousin died over some yay and I miss him. Plus he had his family out. Let's say she the eyewitness. But a boyfriend did the shooting. Judge gave a life sentence. I heard that. Now I'm dressed up in all black. Shot up the whole apartment. He still ain't brought back. The best friend I had in Tramiel, I lost that. Guess your death was a lesson in life. It taught me that life's ups and downs. They come and go.
But when I die, I hope I live in the sky. All my folks ain't alive, I hope they live in the sky. Pray to God when I die, that I live in the sky.
It's true, what goes around comes back, you know.
So when I die, I hope I live in the sky. All my folks who ain't survived, made a live in the sky. Tell God I wanna fly, let me live in the sky. Never say the nigga go to jail and sleep today too. Well, that's how sick I was when Jay grew. Found out the hard way, that one powder the day with two. Overdosed on heroin, died at 22. If you ain't heard about your daughter, she smiled just like you. So cute, even resorts to violence like you. You know your baby mama loose, but how, what can you do? And I got for myself, yeah, it's been a few. Now everything I do is for King, Messiah, Deja, the money. Tell the Lord they all I got, so please don't take it from me. From me standing in the trap with Curran and Sir Cal, laughing at the niggas who serve with no straw. Tell them niggas, man, y'all tripping with no mouth. Get robbed and that's the bar, my pistol ain't no help. Me, you, the crew just fell out over dough on a little crack. Never could apologize, you died, that's why they say that.
Life's ups and downs, they come and go.
But when I die, I hope they live in the sky. All my folks who ain't alive, hope they live in the sky. Pray to God when I die, that I live in the sky.
It's true, what goes around comes back, you know.
So when I die, I hope I live in the sky.
Yes,
all my folks who ain't survived, made a live in the sky. Tell God I wanna fly, let me live in the sky. I bet you niggas think I'm living it up till you see police is laughing as they picking me up. Went from seeing
how many bitches I could fit in the truck. So three hots and a cat, is your kid in the wood? Fuck how many millions I got, nigga, so what if I'm hot? When I got prices on my head, fed, rushing with spot. A million hater want me dead, forced to carry a gat. But you 7-time felon, what you doing with that? It's a catch 22, either you lose or you lose. That's the way the game structured, for real niggas to suffer. And I ain't never been a bust, I always stood on my feet. Like a man prepared to take whatever coming for me. A pussy nigga, a police is what a warrant for me. I'm a G prepared to die for what's important to me. Look anybody in the eye who say he want it with me. Put up the house and bet the odds if it's coming for me. OG say I need to learn to be patient. You telling me with these 7 years of probation. Pills to charges and a host of other open cases. If niggas only knew the kind of time I was facing. I tried to keep it to myself but sometimes I couldn't take it. Got 4 kids, the smiles on their faces. Mean more to me than my crown and my bracelet. Take that away from me and my life is but naked.
Life's ups and downs, they come and go.
But when I die, I hope I live in the sky. All the folks stay alive, hope they live in the sky. Pray to God, gotta die, they live in the sky.
It's true, but no one comes back, you know.
So when I die, I hope I live in the sky. All the folks who ain't survived, made to live in the sky. Tell God I wanna fly, let me live in the sky.
Dedicate this song to my cousin too, Alejandro Tremel Morgan, man. I miss the shit out you, my nigga. I also like dedicate this to my homeboy J. Roo, Jamar Hendrix, what's happening? Also my partner Bankhead, Man Lee Horn, what it is, nigga? PSC for life, and my little homeboy Poncho, and my little homeboy Rico. I shed tears writing this song, homeboy, that real talk, man. Hey,
I wanna live in the sky, sky. They let me live in the sky, sky. Pray to God that I live in the sky, sky, sky.
But I get the story more. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another stick and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kidney starts to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded, and before long the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory, and this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers cast. Good night.
Knock him out, Rick.
Knock him out, Rick.
Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Good night.
Knock him out, Rick. 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 Knock him out, Rick.
Ain't nothing. Man's right. Rick the ruler. Presentation. Crumbs.
This is three guys talking smack and listening to music at the intersection of culture and music.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you skirts know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of those over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot. In need of some desperate help. A Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. Was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass
chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you're high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will regulate.
Bonita.
It's that time, y'all. Our sponsor's on the line. Are you there, Miss Bonita?
I am here.
Bonita.
How's everybody doing today?
Doing wonderful to hear your voice.
Yay. Thanks, Sweet Omar. Hello, Big T and Liam.
You see, hello. Forgot about us.
We didn't say anything.
Impossible. You
know? We didn't do any kissing. That's what we did.
And don't forget to say hello to Big G. He's not on mic, but.
Oh, hey, G. It's always good to have G in the studio. Got to have one adult there.
Oh.
When I'm not.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what's going on with you, Miss Vine?
So I want to tell you about, we're just days away from spring, and we have a wine crawl coming up. Wine crawl Raleigh, where we're kicking off at Uncorked Wine Bar, and then we're going to be traveling on down to the rooftop downtown Raleigh, where we'll have some live music. We have great food, and of course we're going to have wine, and this is going to take place on April 18th 2020. And of course I'm going to keep talking about it until I get all of y'all on the bus. We probably can get three guys on the bus if that'll help people want to come.
There'll be plenty of smack talking if that happens.
Yes, get y'all on the bus. And
you want us to ride a bus? Wait, hold on. You expect us to get on a damn bus.
Ms. Vine, you know I ride the bus all the time, but these other two guys, you know, they Benz guys.
No.
Unless it's a Mercedes bus, they ain't
either
getting on
it. Either send us a car or a private jet
send
to
us
go down.
A car.
We don't travel like that.
Or a magic carpet. How about that?
Well, I wasn't saying anything, but since you
mentioned
it.
Get on the bus. And the bus ride is short. It's only from North Raleigh to downtown. We're talking 20 minutes.
Okay, but how are we going to get from the DMV down to Raleigh?
That's not my business. I just need y'all to get here.
Just
there's
get
a bus.
Get
there's
here if
mega
you can,
bus.
Right?
That's right. There's Omar. Megabus. There's
Omar
Amtrak.
Be riding his Harry Potter broomstick.
We know that you're the sponsor of the show. What the hell do we get for this? I mean, we can't get a ride. We got to drive our own way. Probably have to carry your damn bags for you, too. So what?
Isn't that enough? What else do you need?
Small price to pay to be in your presence, Ms. Vine.
That's how I feel, Omar. Thank you.
While we have you, we have a question.
But I got to tell the people where to buy the tickets. They can go to thevinewineclub.com to purchase tickets.
Okay. We knew that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they may not have known.
Okay.
So
we have a question of the week. And always value your opinion.
Okay, what is this segment? Is there a name for this segment?
The name of the segment is Three Guys Talking Smack and Sometimes Bonita and Giving Advice. I forgot what
for entertainment purposes only.
Wow.
He got it.
He nailed it.
Okay, the question is from TT. Ask if Shelley wants a ring or marriage. Ron can give her a ring and still not marry her. You know what? That's not the question. That's the answer. But the question involved, I'm sorry.
Damn, we knew you were going to fuck
it up. We can't win the championship with this team. This is March Madness for real.
March Madness.
You're reading the question before the answer.
Stella and Henny.
Gee whiz.
Oh, by the way, Bonita.
I got to get y'all back on wine.
No, we're drinking Hennessy today. You yakking up the place. Are you impressed?
We had to renew our black cards.
How could we be black and do the show this long and never had Hennessy in the studio?
So we had to renew our black cards. So today is Hennessy Day.
and probably a DUI too. Omar, have you found the question yet?
The question involved Shelly and Ron living together for some time. Mm-hmm. Shelly wanted Ron to give her a ring.
Are you
Ron,
paraphrasing because you
yes,
can't
I
find
am. Yes, I am. Okay. Yes, I am. You know, this is what good news reporters and journalists do. Shelly wants a ring. Ron is not into marriage. And the question was, should Shelly hang around, press the issue, or what?
It was 11 years, right?
Yeah.
Well, she's been with him 11 years, and now she wants a ring. She ain't had a ring for the first damn 11 years. I mean, what changed? Maybe she's meeting at a certain time of life, and she's needy, and she just wants some jewelry.
Maybe sometime, at some point in people's life, they want security. And maybe she thinks that Ron can offer her that security.
No, she thinks the ring is going to offer some security.
Yeah. Does she want a ring or does she want to get married?
The question said ring.
Well, get her a ring. I mean, if she just want a ring, just get her a ring.
But wouldn't that be an expectation that Ron would be walking down the aisle with her?
Yeah, that's a symbol of commitment. I guess that's why Ron hadn't given her one yet.
I guess it depends on what finger you put it on. He could get her one that for the middle finger, and
or you always got the right outlook, don't you?
Yeah, or you know, because sometimes a ring is just a piece of jewelry, and men are crafty enough to know what kind of ring to get that does not say "I'm marrying you." And if he just hand her a ring, he never asks the question. She could assume what she wants, but she needs to know what she wants. Does she just want a piece of jewelry, or does she want marriage? Because this ring does not guarantee, hell, marriage not even guarantee commitment. It's supposed to, but she needs to know
what
she wants.
Wait a minute. How the hell did you go straight to commitment?
I mean,
this is talking about rings and marriage. What else is there?
Can we push a button or something with you? God damn, I mean, just...
Is there an announcement coming from
evidently he's committed. They've been there 11 years.
11
right?
years.
So maybe if he doesn't
just
give
a good
her the ring.
Living relationship, you know.
Should she leave?
Well, TT says.
Why?
Ron can give her a ring and still not marry her. Shelly needs to put his ass out and decide what is best for her.
That's right.
That's what TT said.
I just read a response from our sponsor that I will definitely not read. Oh, Lord.
Ms. Vine, should she leave, stay with it, just deal with not having a ring, put him out, what?
If she wants to get married and he hasn't, he probably won't. So she just needs to move on. That's what I think.
Okay.
We didn't hear from Liam on this subject.
I don't know anything about that kind of stuff.
You got your ring and your commitment, right?
Dig it.
The ring in his nose, ring up his ass. He's full of rings.
I'm ringed up.
But, ring I digress. Miss Vine, what's your song of the week? Are you making a...
So,
what do you
my
got?
Song is called Artificialness.
Why would that apply to this show?
It could apply it
applies to
the
to
question,
her. There you go.
But it definitely applies to this show. Because you guys do a great job at faking to be radio personalities. So I commend you.
Lifetime
you
of practice.
What you do.
Your wish is our command. Until
all
next
right.
time.
And thank you for continuing to put up with us and your sponsorship.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good day.
Bye-bye.
I'm at my mama. Come and get me if you dare. Now, Mr. President, I consider myself a victim of the Vietnam War. When I entered the living room this morning at about 4 a.m., that is the living room we call the demilitarized zone, my wife was standing there with rollers in her hair and a rolling pin in her hand. I went into a preventive reaction strike, striking her before she could strike me. I then checked her in to the Latrine Hotel and locked the door. When I woke up this morning, though, she was gone. Now, Mr. President, I ask this favor. Don't publicize your next war. Because when we employ your strategy, we also employ your artificialness. Yours truly, George Washington Brown, Esquire.
Crazy. o'clock in the morning, where could you be? You said you'd come around, but I still don't see.
Special. That was
special.
Hidden Jazz Quartet. Song was called High Heels, featuring our very own Omar.
Was he wearing?
See, you ought to know about
heels?
That part of my life, did you?
Was he wearing the high heels?
I'm not telling.
Platform shoes and bell bottoms, bro.
So anyway, that was like I said, the Hidden Jazz Quartet.
What year did that come out?
2012. And make sure that's the last time you ask me about that today. What time anything came out, because I don't know.
I could have told you since I was there, but.
What was the song we had before then?
I don't know. You played it. Oh, that was our sponsor's song.
Master DJ?
It was something by Gil Scott Heron.
Little Gil Scott Heron.
I think she got a little dig on us at the end of that comment, too, right?
What was that?
About us acting like radio people.
Yeah, she's so special.
It's okay.
Very observant too.
It's okay. She think I'm getting on a damn bus. She knows she's
doing. It's the party bus right across town in Raleigh.
We're gonna ride the bus to North Carolina, then ride a bus. Another bus.
Yeah.
We'll transfer.
Half hour.
Yeah. She'll pick us up at the Greyhound station.
We don't have any wine today.
Stella's here.
Henny's here.
Didn't deliver any wine.
Mr. Henny. And Mary been through the house also, right?
Mary Jane.
I don't know
nobody named Mary Jane.
Mary Jane Sativa.
Don't know.
Yeah, yeah, she came through.
I didn't see her. Must have been before I got here.
She always walks in a cloud.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I didn't see
Omar's
her.
In a cloud.
I think so too.
Very much so.
I didn't see her.
You know, I think it's time to get out of here now. Burning Spear,
Creative Rebel.
I think that's Creation Rebel.
Tell you what you are my future.
Creation, they call me. head up high.
Every day.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Yeah.
That was Edgar Winter. That's white trash. Edgar Winter.
Okay, I couldn't understand you. I'm sorry.
It's some mellow bluesy rock there, huh?
Put yeah. your damn glass down. You can talk to some
anyway.
Drunk ass.
Takes one to know one.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I got that. First heard this from you, Omar, years ago.
Yeah, that was when Edgar Winter, in the later years, they kind of mellowed out a little bit from what they were in the early 70s. This was like early 80s, late 70s.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was actually 1997.
Not that long. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They really was mellow.
They were really mellow, man.
They probably had been through rehab and everything by then, right?
I hope so. Yeah. Anyway, before.
Was that the same time Omar was wearing the high heels and.
No, that was later.
That was later when that song was done.
It was years later. Okay. Yeah.
That was before rehab.
Before that, we heard the Pioneers' Hard Time Hard.
What?
Who?
Hard Time?
Yes. Hard Time Hard.
Why don't you just be quiet for a minute?
This is a Viagra commercial?
No, anyway, that was the Pioneers, and the song was called Time Hard, and it's a Jamaican group.
Why does he smile when he said Time
early
Hard?
Early group.
It's just like
they're
last
from
time
Jamaica.
He was smiling
from
about
Jamaica.
Yeah. Being
and before
in the
that
blood.
Was Creation Rebel by Burning Spear.
Are you ignoring Big P?
Always. That's the best way to do it. You just put your head down and keep going. Anyway,
put your head down.
Yeah, like a running back. You just go through the line, bust anybody.
Oh, that's what you meant. I'm sorry.
Just knock them out of the way.
Woo, Lord. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, that's what Hennessy does to Big P, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So.
It's just Big P.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Anything
Hennessy
does
or not.
Anything does it. So that was Burning Spear, live in Paris, Zenith 88.
So,
anyway.
Executive Director, you ready for us to read the comments?
Oh, I forgot
not.
About the comments.
I guess
let's
not.
Do it on the next break.
I guess not. You're the Executive Director here.
Before I let go, Beyonce.
Drop. Watch your left, turn around and clap. Shuffle to the left, let's glide now. Ooh, drop it down, low, 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 low to the floor. Bring it up, tap and roll, roll. Step on them, step on them, step on them, step. Step on them, kick on them, stomp in your step. Swag the right, serve the left. Work the middle till it hurt a little.
Yeah.
need cocaine. Some folks need some cactus juice to purify the brain. Some folks need two women, and some need alcohol. Everybody needs a little bit of something, but Lord, I need it all to get my rocks on. And roll it on down the hill. I may do you one time, I may do you more. I may turn you into something that you ain't ready for. I might want your body, to get my rocks on. To get my rocks on. To get my rocks off a mountain and roll it on down the hill.
Anybody still listening?
That was really groovy.
I was trying to scratch it and I couldn't get my software to work.
I really like that.
As a matter of fact,
what the hell is this? I mean, come on.
I really like that.
I didn't even do any research on this because I knew it was going to get scratched. But that was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
No, we don't want to know anymore.
Rocker group.
Lost
you got lucky, baby, when I found you. But anyway. Before that was...
Well, who brought that song here?
Omar had something to do with that.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I figured.
Yeah, but I still had to get by the big board to Master P there.
I took as long as I could take it. I mean, we were on a good groove and back and forth, and I just...
Nothing wrong with Tom Petty.
And what is my purpose for being here except for breaking the groove, right?
We've been answering that question for the past two seasons. But
the groove.
Before that was another song that I expected to get scratched. That was Dana Gillespie. Mm-hmm. She's a British blues musician, actor, songwriter. 1978, To Get My Rocks Off.
He just likes saying that. So, he just likes saying that.
Don't you?
Liam is smiling. It's been... I told you on the last show we were going to borrow alcohol from the studio.
But then you came in drunk, so that kind of...
No, I didn't come in. I just had it in my pocket when I came in. And that didn't come out right.
Do we have time for a couple of comments from listeners who took time to actually sit down and write to
us? You didn't remind me.
Please.
They're probably not listening now, though, after that song.
Well, if and when they come back. The first comment from Black Talk Radio. Ronald Gregory.
Who?
Ronald Gregory from Black Talk Radio says, from an OG's point of view, you guys have nailed it. Good music and great conversation. I think he meant to send that to another show.
But. Probably.
Well,
and we want to apologize.
And if you felt that way, Ron, I just want to apologize for what just happened.
And we need to apologize because I promised him in writing... that we will respond on the last show. And because of your alcohol, we forgot, and we want to shout him out. We're going to shout him out again next time, twice, because we appreciate the five listeners that we have.
Four and a half now. Also, we have another comment from Denise. This is referring to our two shows ago when we started off with Always There. Mm-hmm. When I heard that version of Always There, I knew it was going to be party vibe, and then she sent like five smiley faces. So I think Denise is still listening.
All right,
good. I think, and not to brag, but I think that was my suggestion of a song.
Yeah, actually, that was Big P.
Was it?
Like,
yeah, it was. You opened the show with it. Yes.
We're gonna change the mode now, and this is O'Brien, You and I, and I'm sending this out to that very special person.
Who would that be?
You know who you are.
Here we are on earth together, it's you and I. God has made us fall in love, it's true. I rarely found someone like you. And
you and I. I only pray that I have shown you a brighter day, because that's all that I am living for. You see, don't worry what comes with me, 'cause in my mind you will stay here always.
You will stay always
in love, you and I.
Ooh.
telling myself, man, I'm living a good life.
Living a good life.
I keep telling myself, man, I'm living a good life.
Living a good life.
I'm on top of the world. On top of the world.
I'm on top of the world.
On top of the world. On top of the world.
I'm on top of the world. Shout.
Born into poverty, raised in the sewer. Streets always be a part of me that made me the truest. And even when my days when the blues never ran from adversity, instead I ran to it. Fear ain't in the heart of me, I learned just do it. You get courage from your fears right after you go through it. Now I come through in the coupe on 22s. That ain't bad for a nigga who ain't even finished school, huh? Don't get me wrong, I ain't never been a fool. I just put off graduating for a pair of tennis shoes. I used to use the beats to paint my pain, but nowadays, man, I can't complain. I got several automobiles and they all on the thing. Several solitaires and they all in one chain. And you should see me in the mall, I'm the same. And getting brains from a couple bras on the plane. I keep telling myself, man, I'm living a good life.
Living a good life.
I keep telling myself, man, I'm living a good life.
Living a good life. I'm on top of the world. On top of the world.
I'm on top of the world.
On top of the world. On top of the world.
I'm on top of the world, shout.
I come from Chi-Town, lost and found in the struggle, where dudes say stay safe and stay out of trouble. Speakers muffled, the law and BMs try to cuff you. Those with duffels move weight and have muscle. I dug through the dirt with a verse for the people. Open it for Daddy Kane and Easy at the Regal. The radio barely put their needles on my record. They ain't see how the hood and heaven were connected. Sales projected, ain't show how effective. Lessons learned, lessons turned to life reflected. And everything I found real in life, yo, I kept it. They say life's a teacher, you're gonna get tested. When a nigga change, they kept saying that nigga strange. They couldn't see, had my mind on bigger things. Ahead of my time, now I'm caught up with the game. Making good music, making paper, making change, and it's good. I keep telling myself, man, I'm living a good life.
Living a good life.
I keep telling myself, man, I'm living a good life.
Living a good life.
And where we
at? I'm on top of the world. On top of the world.
I'm on top of the world.
Hey, I'm on top of the world. Hey, I'm on top of the world. Hey, gasoline draws on, stood in the fire. With enough heat to set the hood on fire. Man, you niggas think Suge was off the wire. You should have seen the squad before I had Messiah. And we assumed the title as the number one supplier. Felt like I was selling blows since I was in diapers. And we wished the nigga would come try us. We were cool with the killers, best friends with the lifers. Quick to up a strap if a nigga wanted to deny us. So what we considered then a lucrative empire. But like that, pimpin' time flashed by. And now I wonder what the judge think as he read my priors. Cause prisons ain't full and the reaper ain't biased. Anybody tell you difference, a damn liar. I gave the jail hell, shot birds at the hearse. Live through the worst and reverse the curse. Hey, I keep telling myself, man, I'm living a good life.
Living a good life.
I keep telling myself, man, I'm living a good life.
Living a good life.
And where we at?
I'm on top of the world. On top of the world.
I'm on top of the world.
On top of the world. On top of the world.
I'm on top of the world, shouting.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, you were good at playing the fox, girl. When I was good, you threw me a bone. But I ain't playing hard for nobody. Girl, just wait till I get you home. I'll show you the way to love somebody like you've never ever been shown. Cause my love light's burning, my whole life's yearning for you. Jimmy.
That set, boy.
We were everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stuck in the
Master DJ Big P doing his thing, y'all.
Didn't I blow your mind this time?
Delphonics.
1970, the Delphonics.
All right.
Now, what we played before then, I have no damn idea.
I think it was LTD featuring that Jeffrey Osborne guy.
That was 77, wasn't it?
1977.
Back in Love Again.
Back in Love Again. That was before he went solo.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, he left LTD behind, became Unlimited.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Okay. Who did we have? I don't know what else.
Before that, I think we had, was it Stevie Wonder?
It was, was it?
Yeah, we did.
Sure, okay.
We did Stevie. I don't know what he was singing.
But. You Met Your Match.
Yeah, because that was
It was actually written by him and his mother in 1967, Lula Holloway and Steve Lynn Hardaway.
Well, did he just make that up? It doesn't sound like he just made that up.
Yeah, you can't believe everything you read on Wikipedia, but that's what they said. She co-wrote the song with him. Mm-hmm. It was from the album called For Once in My Life. It came out in 1968.
Right.
Had a nice little upbeat to it, almost a little rap going in that thing, you know, wow. Talking about how bad he was with the girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before that, we had T.I., Pharrell, and Common doing Good Life, and that's 2006.
And it is a good life, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've had a good life.
Yeah, we have. We've been friends for a long
time.
We're
sick. I was just talking about the past two seasons of the show. Let's not exaggerate.
It's been a good life since Miss Bonita called in.
Oh, God, man.
Stop it.
You can't stop that.
Making my stomach the same hype, but God damn, baby, come on, man.
We've been drinking. We can't take so much of that. Stomach.
Working on a sponsorship, y'all. Working on a sponsorship.
You see how well this one has worked out for us, right? No wine, and she gets to advertise everything she's doing.
Yeah,
and right. Don't give us a ride.
Make us ride the bus.
If anyone wants to contribute to three guys who talk smack, needing to be on a bus. Send your checks to Liam.
And Care of Trailways.
Yeah, he just goes by one name.
Yeah.
You know, like Cher and Beyonce.
And Diana. And Diana.
Woo! I think we've wasted an hour and 35 minutes of our listeners' time, and we thank you.
We thank you for tuning in.
We did okay, except for that one song that
you couldn't find a scratch for.
Yeah.
Want to thank Brother Scotty again, Black Talk Radio Network, carrying us, Brother Famous Brown, Richmond Soul Radio.
And the Famous Brown Soul Food Restaurant.
And the Famous Brown Soul Food Restaurant. 9 Mile Road, Richmond, Virginia area. Come on through.
And where else can we be heard?
On the corner of
25th and Lee. In the heart of soul country.
Live365.com, Buzzsprout. Tune
radio,
in.
Radio.
Blog Talk.
Radio.
Yeah. Tune in. Live365 Radio.
If they can hear us now, we don't need to tell them where to listen, right? Oh,
I hear something in the background.
Give us a comment at
it's time to hit the
Talking
door.
Pat, Talking Smack Podcast at gmail.com.
Okay, say it again, Omar.
It's time to
Talking Smack.
Talking Smack Podcast at gmail.com.
The song is John Scofield, Hit the Road, Jack. Does that mean we got to get out of here?
We got to get on up out of here. Ain't got to go home.
Got to get the hell out of here.
Peace until next time. Thank you.
Three Guys Talking Smack, a trio production, available on Black Talk Radio, TuneIn.com, and wherever podcasts are found.